أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على أوصيائه وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة، وعلى أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في محكم كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. God states in the Quran, truly God and his angels invoke blessings upon the Prophet. O you who believe, invoke blessings upon him and greetings of peace. Amanna billah. Sadaqallahu al-aliyyul azim. One of the highly recommended acts of the month of Sha'ban is reciting a specific supplication known as As-Salawat Al-Sha'baniyah, the benediction or the praises of the month of Sha'ban, which have been narrated to us by our fourth Imam, Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam, and in which he teaches us great lessons. It's a very short salawat. It's a very short dua, supplication that we recite, and it is composed of two main parts. Two main parts. The first half of this supplication is dedicated to expressing praise and benedictions upon the Prophet and the family of the Prophet. And it gives us various characteristics, the place of the Prophet and his progeny in our understanding, in our world, in our religion. This is the first part of the dua. The second part of the dua is a supplication to increase ourselves in proximity to the place of the Prophet himself, and that we learn from and that we are inspired by the Prophet and his actions, especially during the month of Sha'ban. Because the month of Sha'ban, according to the tradition, is the month of the Prophet. And so the Prophet engaged in specific rituals, in specific acts during this month. The second half of the supplication is dedicated to praying that we are able to imitate the Prophet, to learn from the Prophet and his actions, and to seek proximity from him during this month. Now, I'd like to just take a few moments. Of course, we don't have time to go through the whole supplication, but I'd like to take a few moments just to focus on specifically that first part of the dua, which is focused, as I said, on sending salutations, on sending praise and benedictions upon the Prophet and his family. Now, two questions come up here. The first question is, why is it that we praise the Prophet and the Prophet's family? Why? What is the reason behind this? Why is there focus on praising the Prophet and his family? This is the first question. The second question is, what does it mean when we are praising the Prophet? When we engage in this act of salawat, what is it that we're doing? So these are the two questions that we'll focus on very quickly. Now, to answer the first question, why do we perform this praise? Why do we send praise upon the Prophet and his family? Very simply, brothers and sisters, because the Quran commands us to do so. The Quran tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. The Quran tells us that God, إِنَّ اللَّهَ God, and His angels, وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. He sent blessings. God and His angels, they send blessings upon the Prophet. And then there's a command, O you who believe, those who are believers, you also must send your praise and salutations upon the Prophet. This is a command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly commanding us in the Quran that we must send praise and benedictions upon the Prophet. And then when we come to the life of the Prophet himself, we find that he himself would perform this. He himself would perform the salawat. He would do this and teach his community how to do this. And we'll come to this point in a little bit. So simply, the answer to the first question, why we do this, why focus on praising the Prophet, is because the Quran is very clear about this obligation. This is number one. Number two is, what is it that we're doing when we are sending salutations and blessings and prayers upon the Prophet? What are we doing? Now, to answer this, we have to make a distinction between two things. Between the one who is sending salutations, giving salutations, and the one who is receiving them. Right? This verse tells us that there are two parties involved. One party is the one who is sending blessings or sending salutations. This is God, the angels, and the believers. The other is the one who is receiving these blessings and salutations, which according to the verse is whom? Is the Prophet. So we have to make this distinction. Now, scholars have interpreted, what does it mean for God to perform salawat upon the Prophet? What does this mean? They tell us that for God to perform salawat upon the Prophet, to send blessings, is to grant the Prophet increased mercy and compassion and proximity, closeness to God. This is what it means for God to send blessings upon an individual. And we know that the Prophet was the greatest of creation. And so God's blessings upon the Prophet are the greatest manifestation. There is no greater manifestation of God's blessings upon the creation more than that upon the Prophet. And this is what the Quran tells us in the Quran, in the Prophet's Isra and Mi'raj, in his night journey and ascension. The Quran says, ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّ فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. And then the Prophet continued to arrive in proximity closer and closer. ثُمَّ كَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. The Prophet reached a maximum amount of proximity to God. Now, what is this proximity? This requires a different discussion, a more elaborate discussion. But we know that God's sending of praise upon the Prophet means increasing blessings and mercy and proximity upon the Prophet. The hadith tells us that the angel sending of praise is asking for purification for the Prophet, to purify and increase tazkiyah, increase in purification of the Prophet. And the believer sending praise is supplicating to God to increase his mercy upon the Prophet. So this is in terms of the one who's giving praise, the giver of praise. And then we come to the one who is the receiver of the praise, the Prophet in this verse. And we know, like I said, that the Prophet is the greatest of creation. And so this is an act of great honor. It is an act of great honor that we are commanded, that we fulfill this obligation to ask God to increase His mercy and His blessings upon the Prophet. It's an act of honor for us. We find that this command is one that brings us great honor. Now the question would be, the verse tells us that it is an obligation for us to send blessings upon the Prophet, upon the Nabi. There is no mention of the family. So why is it that we send blessings upon the Prophet and his family? Where does this come from? The answer simply to this comes from the tradition itself. In major Sunni and Shi'i sources, we are told that the Prophet taught his community, his companions, how to send blessings upon him. And he would tell them, this is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, that he would mention that when you send blessings, you say, "Oh Allah, send your blessings and praise upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad in the same way that you sent your praise upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim." And in fact, the tradition tells us, the sources tells us, that the Prophet, time and time again, he would warn his community. He would tell them, "Do not send upon me the curtailed prayers, as-salat al-batra." That prayers, which batra literally means its tail is cut off, right? An animal, when their tail is cut off, this animal in the Arabic language is considered batra. So the Prophet is saying, do not send me an incomplete prayers. Do not perform an incomplete salawat, that which does not include my family. That we send praise and blessings upon the Prophet and the Prophet's family. And it is through these great manifestations, the Prophet and his purified progeny, these great manifestations of God's divine mercy and compassion and blessings upon humanity in their role as our guides, as the guides for all of humanity, to all that which is good and all that which is great, that it is an honor for us. And when we send blessings upon the Prophet and the family of the Prophet, in fact, through this we are seeking proximity to God. We are fulfilling that obligation, that command by God upon us. And we are seeking proximity to those great individuals, the representatives of God, that is the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. So brothers and sisters, this Salawat al-Sha'bani is highly recommended. And I encourage you, as we are during the month of Ramadan, to take time. It's very short, very, very short. It only takes a couple of minutes to recite. To do so as frequently as possible, after our prayers, during times that you are capable of doing, and to think about, to ponder about the beautiful meanings. And this dua, in fact, has been translated into English. It's available. If you go on duas.org, you'll find the Arabic text and the translation. And in fact, others have commented on As-Salawat al-Sha'baniyah. They have told us, they have written about the beauty of this supplication. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, to bless us with the honor of seeking proximity to the Prophet and his purified progeny. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with their visitation, their ziyarah in this life, and their intercession in the hereafter. Finally, brothers and sisters, I'd just like to quickly remind you that inshallah, on Saturday, next Saturday, April 20th, we will be having the mid-Sha'ban celebration, the celebration of the birth of our Savior, our 12th Imam, Al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. The program is on April 20th at 7 p.m. inshallah. And you are all encouraged and welcome to attend and to bring your family members and friends so that we can enjoy our time together and benefit from this beautiful night, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal-Asr. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ قُومُوا إِلَى صَلَاتِكُمْ يَرْحَمْكُمُ اللَّهُ